So, from what you've seen, what do the most successful students in the real world have in common? And what do the failing students have in common? What is a specific trait or characteristic that separates these two types of individuals?
It's actually interesting because I can compare this to my webcam days. But it's the same with webcam, it's the same with fighting, it's the same with the real world. Brutal determination and consistency is nearly impossible to beat. Back in the webcam days, I had a girl who was shit. She made no money, but she'd sit there and she'd do 12-hour days and she'd smile and she'd have fun regardless. It's very hard for girls to perform when no one's tipping them, when no one's giving them any money, when their room is empty. To sit there 12 hours and talk to yourself and not get moody is very difficult for a female. This girl, for the first 3 months, she didn't give a shit. She'd sit there with one person in her room and laugh and smile. And guess what she ended up being after 3 months of being nobody? The number one girl. She ended up being the number one, beating the professional girls. Because the professional girls were like, ah, my room's quiet now, and they expect X amount, and they expect it to be easy. Same with fighting. I knew people who weren't that talented, but they were just at the gym every day. They just ran further, they just trained harder, and they just ended up being world champions. That's how it gets. You cannot beat consistency. The person who does what they're supposed to do day after day, regardless of how they feel, is gonna be the person who wins. The people who are the most successful in the real world are the people who wake up every day and work. If you're the person who wakes up, does work, is fantastic at it, but then takes 3 days off, you're gonna lose. They say that hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard, and it's completely true. You have to be consistent. You have to decide. Are you the kind of person who wants to make a lot of money in this life and live a life of freedom? Or are you the kind of person who wants to look back when he's 30 on his 20s or 40 on his 30s and look at that decade and go, what did I do with that decade? Well, I didn't get rich. I didn't travel the world and live like they do and take confidential. What did I do? Well, I had a day off here, a day off there, a bunch of nothing days that amalgamate into this decade of nothingness, and you're just wasting your time. If you want to win, you need to be consistent. You don't need to be the smartest, not at all, but you have to be the guy who's there day after day. And I will guarantee you right now, IQ has nothing to do with how successful you'll be as a real world student. What is going to determine how successful you're going to be is, are you there every single day? Are you doing what you're supposed to do day after day? I can also apply this to sales. I knew guys who were terrible on the phone. Back in my day on sales, you used to have to call companies. I was smooth, I was the best. We had some other guys who were smooth. They'd land a deal, go buy a nice car, whatever, take a few days off, take it easy. We had people who were terrible. And when I say terrible, I mean they had a thick Indian accent, didn't speak English that well, didn't know the script that well, didn't know the answers. But they were always in the top 20% of the company because they just hammered the phone. They just were on it. They needed to feed their family in Bangladesh. They didn't give a fuck. They were just calling. That's it. Day after day. When you're on lunch break, he's on the phone. You can win with hard work alone. And that's what's amazing about the universe when I say that. God will give you anything you truly want. If you truly want money and you truly try hard and you truly listen to us, you are going to have as much money as you could possibly ever desire. But if you think you want money, but you kind of want something else, or if you're arrogant, or if you're lazy, you're going to end up somewhere in the middle if you're lucky and talented. And if you're not talented, you're going to end up at the bottom.